was a very big family with a fence that was very high, and it had guards all over, and they had their guns. So in the morning, the lady was trying to tell me what I would do, but we were using sign language because I didn't know Arabic and she didn't know English. So she could tell me to wash clothes, I wash dishes. She tells me to clean the house, I do something else. So she was quarreling all the time, and I was also confused and tired all the time. I spent like 9 days in that house. One morning they told me to pick my handbag and we go. They were taking me back to Absami, the person who brought us from here. Absami started beating me up. After the other couple had left, he called someone on phone and he came. At least for him, we could speak English. The house was a bit calm, but it was bigger than the other house. I could wake up before 5 sometimes and sleep at 2. The worst thing that happened to me, this man, he wanted me to be his girlfriend. I refused. After some time, he came back. This time, he had to force me. He had a pistol with himself, and every day he could remind me that even if you died, no one would know. They could do anything you can ever think of. They even told me to teach everyone in the house English. So now I used this chance to tell him, you know what, I just request you to take me to Absami's office. So we went back to Absami. I said, I'm not going back to that house. Absami beat me up, kicking me anywhere. I heard some voices. I heard they were Ugandans, but they were locked in one of the rooms. When they heard me being beaten, they increased their voices. I said, whatever happens, these people will go and tell my people that there is a woman who died who looked like this and that. The next day, there is another couple which came with another girl. Now I think Absami saw that we were becoming many. And he said, just pay my money and go. Money for the ticket, I take you to the airport myself. Of course, we didn't have money. I slept with that girl, the last girl to arrive. She told me, my sister called me that she escaped. This girl was hiding a phone. So we talked to one gentleman, he was called Samuel Tumwesije. And he told us he has talked to the bosses, who were Americans at that time. And it's okay if we can escape. But what I remember most was the last checkpoint. So I remember that I had an Interpol letter. I got it out. My friend also had a high school ID, very old. She got it out. She gave to them. So they started beating us up. And they said, unless we produce the passports, they were not letting us go. What saved us was a vehicle, this RMV. They saw it from a distance. The vehicles came now. When we saw black people, we didn't even ask whether they were the ones we were waiting for or not. We stayed in the base for nearly 2 months. Those who had passports, IOM offered to bring them back. And for us who didn't have passports, they had to process papers to help us come back.
Tell me about reuniting with your family.
I took some time before I saw my mom, because when I saw her, I had this feeling of failing her, and I just felt like I was a failure or something. I just felt helpless. I didn't tell her at that time in details what had happened to me. So after that, I was looking for a job. It's not been easy, I must say. At the end of it all, I'm not myself. I used to be happy. I feel like a certain part of me was taken, and it will never come back.